Good morning. I'd like to make a few comments and then I'll open it up for questions. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Rocky, but one of the movies of Rocky, he has a quote in there, and I'll just sort of paraphrase it. "Yous don't like me, and I don't like you." And I'm going to tell you, I sincerely mean that on this basis. I spent an hour and 15 minutes talking to the people in Bridgeton the other night about some of the problems in Maine. In that whole time, many of you were there. That whole time, I made one slip up. I made one word a slip up. I might have made many slip ups. I was going impromptu and my brain didn't catch up to my mouth. Instead of saying Maine women, I said white women. If you go, and I'm not going to apologize to the Maine women for that, because if you go to Maine, you will see that we're essentially 95% white. But this is what the point is. Now that you're here, though, because I probably couldn't get as many of you in here without saying something foolish. So now that I have you here, I want to say this to you. Get your heads out of the sand, please. Help us. Help us. My passion and my desire is to rid ourselves of domestic violence and to get drug dealers off the street. I had to read a report in my briefing binder of a young woman who got killed Christmas Eve, and she left like a six-year-old daughter. These are the type of things that, while you people look for the soundbite, like Rachel Maddow, who for years have been after me, and one of my favorite reporters is Mead. No, AJ, not you. Is Robin Mead, because I wake up to her because I like watching Forensic Files, and in the morning, that's what's on. But this is the issue. I brought up a subject in March of 2014 to get 10 drug agents. And you guys did nothing to help us get those agents. Since then, 400 Mainers have died. It's actually more than that. It was 208 and 14, and somewhere I'm waiting for final numbers that are about the 250 range this year. So I'm saying roughly 400, because it's not an exact, it's an approximation, because January, February, and March, I'm trying to subtract. The point is, you're not helping us with the drug deals. You're not helping us to make it a really major issue. You're more interested in reporting the legislature and the governor disagree. Yeah, we disagree. I think we're a year and a half late on getting those 10 drug agents. I think we're a year and a half late on spending millions of dollars in the middle schools and the high schools of the state of Maine, trying to educate our children on how bad the drugs are. Yes, that's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about meeting a woman on a Sunday afternoon, and Monday afternoon she's shot on her lawn because her husband suffered from mental illness and he shot her in front of their children. Yes, and am I perfect? No. Do I want to be perfect? No, because if I was perfect, I'd be a reporter. I'm sorry, I am not like you guys. I am not a polished speaker, but I have a heart. I have a heart for Maine and for Maine people. And that's what my issue is, and that's what I was trying to do. And if you want to make it racist, go right ahead, do whatever you want. But let me tell you something else as I close. I was there that night. Many of you were there. Not us. There was many people there, a lot of cameras. I made that comment. It never, ever was picked up by any of you. It was picked up by a blogger who's an adversary, and he spent a whole day selling it to you. Folks, you are in the back pocket of Maine bloggers. Shame on you. Shame, shame, shame. I find that appalling. Having said that, I made a mistake, and I'm not perfect. But I will not stop correcting myself and bringing the issue at hand. Drugs, drugs, and more drugs. Beatings, beatings, and more beatings. We have people dying. We have families being destroyed, and we have children that we, the state, have to take in, and we don't know what their future's going to be. We need to find a home, maybe an adoptive family. That's what this whole thing is all about. And I spoke for an hour and 15 minutes, and you're taking one word. Well, take the one word and do whatever you need to do with it. But my heart, and when I go home at night and I think about what we're struggling with, is still with the drug addicts that I want off the streets. It's still about the women that I don't want them to have their lives destroyed because they are on they've become an addict. I went to a drug bust with a baby about this big, a few days old, in the middle of the table with a cloud of smoke. And it wasn't cigarette smoke in that room. You guys don't live that life. I do. So if I slipped up and use a wrong word, I apologize to all the Maine women. Because it was not meant to isolate any one person. And with that, I'll open it up for questions. I never said anything about white or black on traffickers. Look, you're reading things into I didn't say. You know, this, I'll tell you, this is exactly the same thing that happened 4 years ago. I went to one of you people in this room, and I told you to kiss something that you don't like, one part of my body you don't like. And the headline by that reporter said, I told the NCAA to go do something. I didn't do that. I did it to a reporter. And if you would go read the audio or listen to the audio, you would see I never used the term NCAAP. NAACP, I'm not good with letters. Sorry. But it was an inappropriate comment, and your comment, ma'am, is inappropriate because I didn't say anything about black. Yeah. What are they, black? I don't know who they are. I just read the names. The names, I don't see them because I don't read your newspapers. I get a report, and they're saying his street name D-Money, street name Smoothie. I don't know where they're from. I know where they're from. I don't know if they're white, black, Asian. I don't know. You people seem to think that I read your paper. I don't read your stuff. I get reports from the state police, and they give me written documents, and that's all I know. Because I tried to explain that Maine is essentially all white. I should have said Maine women. I really should have. And I'm not as smart as you guys. I admit I'm not as bright as you people. Oh, I know you won't. I don't blame you. It wasn't intended to be race. It was intended to be Maine. Maine, I am very passionate about Maine. It was all about Maine. And I apologize again. My brain was slower than my mouth.
Anybody else?
I would also like, we knew about
I don't know. What do you mean by upstairs?
Nobody upstairs wanted to engage on, nobody in the legislature wanted to engage this on day two of the session.
Okay.
Until it hit a block.
Yeah, well, that's usually what happens. I mean, that's not unusual. You know, honestly, and everybody here, honestly, nobody engages until the blogs speak out. It's just that we don't have blogs that are friendly to our administration. We only have left-leaning blogs. And so that's how it gets out. But and I wish we could find a few blogs that are not adversarial, constantly adversarial,
this
but it is.
Republican
blog. That's not what I said. I said adversarial.
And
there's a difference between a Republican in name and a Republican. I'm sure you agree with that, because I believe you were once a Republican.
Some people said that.
Yes, Don. AJ, you know, I'm starting to like you.
That's where you start going wrong. Governor, to the drug issue itself, legislature's dealing with this bill. I know you've had some complaints about it. They funded, you've gone ahead and found money for the additional drug agents.
Yeah.
Politically, within this bill, I realize the drug fight is going on. Do you think you're winning the argument now?
Oh,
and everybody's come around your way of thinking.
First of all, let me say, I don't like politics. I hate it. I hate the fact that you have to be a politician to be a governor, because I look at myself more like a CEO. I've come from the business world, and I really despise it. What they do upstairs, they do upstairs. It's a different branch of government. Now, am I happy that the legislature is discussing drugs? I'm ecstatic. I'm ecstatic that they're finally going to address it in a serious manner. Yes, I'm happy about that. The bill that was presented up front, the original bill, my only complaints were that they isolated two companies, one by name and one by description. And I thought that was inappropriate because they were bypassing the RFP process. Other than that, I'm ecstatic that they're addressing drugs. I wish they would be as vigilant with domestic violence as they are starting to be with drugs.
What's our role as the media?
The role of the media.
To help the drug.
The role of the media is to dig into the criminal and dig into the victim and explain to the people how it happens. Look, do I believe, I take a responsibility for a lot of the heroin in the state, because we've been working with the medical profession to lower the prescribing of opiate drugs. And we've been successful on that front. But then heroin shows up because it's cheaper. It's more difficult to get opiates, so they go to heroin. I'm ashamed that that happened. I wish I would have been thinking ahead and known the repercussions of moving so quickly on reducing the opiate prescribing.
Governor, we know how passionate you are on this issue. I'm interested in knowing whether or not you've been able to work with the Department of Health and Human Services, the Mary Mayo. Do we have any way of having any statistical data that sort of indicates that we do have children who are on welfare as a result of their mothers becoming involved with drug dealers? Do we have any data about that?
Well, I can only know that I know of two, because I was there when they were both taken into custody. So I will ask Mary. We haven't been asking. We know that young women are addicted. I know a young woman right now to a very, very close friend whose daughter's in serious trouble. Last week I met with a lady who came in and explained to me how she lost her husband, actually ex-husband, because what happened, he had a workplace injury, he got onto opiates, couldn't get off the opiates, went to heroin when they were trying to get him off. He went to opiates, wonderful family, businessman, It eventually got to the point where about a year later, she left him. She had to, because it was just getting impossible. And then he continued down spiral and he overdosed. Now, do I know of a whole lot? No, but I'm telling you, I'll work on finding it. I've been trying to get to the medical examiner, trying to find out. We've been working on trying to find out how many exact people have died from opiates and from heroin. How many people have died from heroin overdose that have been taking Narcan? Because we do have cases of people taking up to 10 shots of Narcan. I know of a resource officer who told me that in 1 week, one student had 3 shots of Narcan. That's what I'm concerned about. That's what keeps me awake about. That's what my wife and I talk about. In matter of fact, I talked to her about it so much, she's gone tone deaf on me.
I only mentioned it because you happened to mention the other night that children that were born under these circumstances would later become a problem for the state.
Well, they become a ward of the state. There's another way. I should have said ward of the state rather than a problem for the state. You know, I will tell you this. A ward of the state is a problem. It's a social failure. You could probably, if you really listen closely in that tape, you could probably find 10 areas, 10, 15, 20 words I use that could have been used, another word could have been better used. I'm not gonna deny or apologize for that. That's who I am. You can take the kid off the street, but you can't take the street out of the kid. And that's a fact of life. And I've lived with that. Believe me, I've been criticized with that for many, many times. But the fact of the matter is, does not overshadow the fact that my mission and my concern and my passion is to save Maine lives.
Governor, I've heard a lot of stories about the paraprexical method in 2014. I mean, what did we miss?
I'll qualify because I'm not certain of everything you've missed, but I've only read 2 articles that I consider articles that really explain what has happened in society. One was out of the Globe. It was about it was a Maine family, but it was out of the Globe, and they lost their son, and they gave the blow by blow. I think that's what we need to know more about. You need to be telling us and the people of Maine, not only that they died of an overdose and that we got the guy or that young lady who was killed Christmas, all I heard is 2 people were murdered. Well, those people had kids, had family. What's the impact to that family? What is these drugs and what is domestic violence doing to the state and our people? That's what I think you're missing. Because I get reports from the police and I look at what you say. And Paul, you're the perfect example. In fact, you spend your career, the only time I see you in this building talking to me is when you're criticizing me. That is absolutely true. And that's my perception, maybe. It's my opinion. I'm entitled to that. I'm not entitled to make the facts. So you go give me all the facts and I'll apologize to you. Don, on the other hand, comes in, he's here for multiple reasons. This gentleman right here, who's probably an institution in the building, talks to me on both sides of the argument. I've never had an occasion to talk to you on a positive note. It's always, I'm on the defense.
I have to talk to you all the time.
About what? I haven't heard that. The door's open? Well, my door's open too. In fact, it's open now because it's so hot in that office, I have to open it up. Anyone else?
Do you have a message for people on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, when something like this happens, that again, this is such a serious subject with drug overdose, drug use, and so many people dying in the state with this, that instead of getting something from Senator Alvarez, it was careless, poorly stated at worst, they were purposeful and deeply abysmal.
Oh.
Don't you think? Do you have a message for Republicans and Democrats about responding to this and focusing on what the most important thing is?
Let me tell you, I've been working now a month trying to get a better relationship with Senator Alfon. In fact, we met last week, he asked to meet again next week. What you just said is so offensive to me that it was purposeful. He's overstating my intelligence, because I would never be smart enough to figure that out. It was a slip of the tongue, and I'm sorry that he said that. But this is what I have to say, not only to the legislature, I will say it to all the teachers in the state of Maine, all the citizens of the state of Maine. We can only beat drugs if we work together on it. We can only defeat the heroin if we have everybody being diligent and telling us where there are problems so we can investigate them. That's the message. And Senator Alfon could do a whole lot more to help us rather than constantly criticize. And I don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans. You can take the politics and do whatever, because I don't care about politics. I am not going anywhere. I'm not running for anything. The issue is, you can say whatever you please about me. At the end of the day, I'm going to walk back in that office, and I'm going to continue to work with the police department, with the intel we get to get more people off drugs and those who are coming up the 95 into jail. In fact, we're working right now on a program to have a major substance abuse program so we can empty our county jails of people that are non-criminals, that are addicted to drugs or have mental illness. Get them out of jail so I can make more room for the out-of-state dealers.
Governor, how often have you gone with police on drug busts?
I've gone once, which you're not supposed to know about here, since I've been governor. And many, I wouldn't say many, about three or four when I was Mayor Waterville. Used to do the Friday night.
The one as governor, how recently was that?
2 years ago. I'm not supposed to say that because my security wasn't there.
All right, thank you everybody.
Thank you all. But the takeaway is this. Personally, I don't really care what the press thinks about me. What I do care is I want the drug dealers to know I'm after them. That's really, really critical to me. And I want the Maine people to know that I may have a slip of the tongue, but my heart is to protect Maine people. And it's the end of the story.
Thank you.